Army veteran Ramon Davila says he initially questioned Ronnie Jackson's readiness for the job, and now the allegations against him are a deal breaker.
It's a non-starter. I mean, no experience, all the luggage that he's bringing in, if it's true, is a distraction. It should have been a straight process. Again, like I said, you have to check who you're going to nominate before you put him in charge of the second largest organization in the government, so nah.
But for Air Force veteran and VA patient Robert Burnett, the accusations against Jackson don't hold water.
Everything was appeared to be anonymous sources, nothing that could be nailed down. And yes, it was basically Washington rumor mill as far as any validity or able to fact check it.
Burnett says he believes the VA secretary position to be mostly political and administrative in nature, and that Jackson would have excelled in making connections on Capitol Hill.
He was more than capable of doing that, and everything else is handled at lower level staff.
Jackson is the seventh nominee for VA secretary since 9/11. Marine Corps veteran Dennis McNamara has been witness to all of them. He says he didn't expect Jackson's withdrawal and that it's another hit for an overwhelmed VA system.
He seemed like he had some potential. You surprised me when you said that he stepped down today. It's unfortunate that they have to have, the leadership has to be changed so often.
House Speaker Paul Ryan suggested two possible choices for the next VA secretary. Representative Phil Rowe of Tennessee, chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, and former Congressman Jeff Miller of Florida, a past chairman of that committee. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.